You know what? Just go off, bro. I wasn't gonna wait for your blessing, but I appreciate it just the same.
Let's go!
Good. We all feel good.
Stop!
Never gets rusty!
What am I doing?
Into my kitchen! Producer Drew, can you fix all this?
And when it comes to the Toronto Maple Leafs, you can crumple yeet!
Saw that going differently.
With you wherever you are, welcome to LFR.
They're all watching. You gotta keep in mind that they're all watching. Oh my god, is there an ad read? Oh, I gotta do an ad read! Oh, I don't wanna have to sit through an ad read. Hey! You're all here for my suffering! And this helps keep the show going, so you knock it off! I'm trying to ease your suffering with IT solutions, thanks to MCAL, E-M-K-A-L. We all know that great hockey teams invest in elite defense. Similarly, great organizations do the same thing by investing in cybersecurity and a robust IT infrastructure. Not a big company that can't afford your own superstar team that won't let you down? No worry, MCAL has you covered. Whether your company has 10 employees or 150 or the worst coaching staff in the league, you can get the benefit of a full team of IT experts at a small fraction of the cost. It's like circumventing the salary cap. For your business! You get a stacked team and gain a competitive edge for less. MCAL is 100% Canadian, based out of the Greater Toronto area, where everyone's thrilled today! They're built for speed. Their help desk typically reaches out in under an hour. Hey, you have more important things to do than worry about your IT. Like have existential dread about a hockey team. In many cases, they could start same day. Go to mcal.ca/sdpn and use the promo code DANGLE, and what do you get? Receive an extra month free. mcal.ca/sdpn. Use the promo code DANGLE. MCAL, your locally outsourced IT department. Now, what do we even do? Well, here's what I'm gonna do. Here's how we start. Leafs lose 3-1 in game 4 to the Boston Bruins and, ironically, fall down 3-1 in the series. They are now facing elimination in Boston. What happened in 2013? Leafs lost game 1, Leafs won game 2. Leafs lost games 3 and 4. But then they win 4 and 5 to force 7 and lose in Boston. But all right, what did the Leafs do in 2018? They lost game 1, they won game 2, they lost games 3 and 4, even though in game 4 the Bruins didn't even have Bergeron in the lineup on home ice! But somehow the Leafs decided to win game 5 and win game 6 and they forced a game 7 in Boston that they lost! 2019 was a bit of a different little thing. The Leafs were probably the better team for the vast majority of that series, and then it went to Game 6, and they had an opportunity to close it out on home ice, and then Jake DeBrus fed them their food. And then in Game 7, in a series that was pretty tight, the Leafs ended up losing 5-1. So hey, stick around! What are you losing hope for? You're all acting like the season's already over! You're acting like it's gonna be over next game in Game 5! When history suggests the far more likely scenario is the Leafs string you along for another week, force game 7, and blow it again in Boston! I mean, what do you want to talk about? Like, what do you even want to talk about? Talking about the game as it went, I think would be cruel and unusual torture. We gotta do themes because it was the same thing over and over and over and over and over. Look, we can talk about the goals. I guess you wanna talk about the goals? Ryan Reeves with the giveaway. He is poke checked by Lauri, who looked like far and away the Bruins' worst player when he came into the lineup. Nope, not anymore. Strips Ryan Reeves and JVR scores a goal. Now, that was a bad giveaway from Ryan Reeves. He shouldn't have gave that puck away. Can I show you Ilya Samsonov? Put it right here. The Ilya Samsonov looks like the symbol that Charizard makes when he does fire blast. What is that? Who? What goalie school? You got a 5-hole the size of the pyramids of Giza. Producer Drew was in my ear during the streams like, oh, I think you're being too hard on Sammy. Like, maybe he wasn't set. Wasn't set! He's the goalie! Like that goal from Trent Frederick. Oh, he was distracted from Tyler Bertuzzi and Brad Marchand. Ah! What are you talking about, distracted? The puck! You're a goaltender! Tend the goal! The puck! The puck! The puck! Follow the puck! JVR went 5-0! 75% of the people watching this video right now could have seen that coming! That dude loves three things! Chewing on a green mouthguard, Phil Kessel, and going 5-0! How don't you know that?
Honorable mention to going between his legs for no reason on the power play because it worked once.
But no, yeah, do whatever this is. This is great.
Next, the Bruins get a power play. Not good. In my mind, this comes right after a missed call on the Bruins, but like it doesn't get called every time, whatever. And then Max Domi gets one like 15 seconds later and I'm swearing and I'm cursing and I'm like, let me see a replay of this stupid thing. And it is Max Domi rearranging David Pastrnak's spine and I'm like, all right, fair enough. Bruins go to the power play. Marchand gets the pass.
Gets!
Once again, is this well executed from the Boston Bruins? Yes. Is this bad penalty killing from the Toronto Maple Leafs? Always. Ah! Ah! Not even close! Not even close to making a save! He doesn't know where the puck is! He's lost! He's lost! And then less than a minute to go in the second period, it's David Pastrnak finishing off a 2-on-0 because TJ Brody got vaporized! I assume Brody was in the lineup because Timothy Liljegren, like, was not at 100%. Nope! 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 Next game, you put in a guy who's not at 100% over TJ Brody. That's enough. That's over. And you know what else is over, by the way? Ilya Samsonov is a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Done over forever. Forever. If Sheldon Keefe names Samsonov the starter for Game 5, you fire him. You fire him and do it yourself. Brendan Shanahan and Brad Treliving, like, they've been around the NHL for long enough that, oh, no, you're actually a crazy person. You're fired. And we'll try to coach the game ourselves. It couldn't go much worse than it's been going. You try to do it yourself if he tries to name him the Game 5 starter. He's not going to unless Joseph Woll gets hurt. Ilya Samsonov has played his final game in a Leaf uniform. It's done. It's over. Unless Joseph Woll gets hurt in, I don't know, next game, or the Leafs magically come back and they win this series. It wouldn't be the first time that the Boston Bruins blew a 3-1 series lead. If Joseph Woll can carry the team later into the playoffs, deeper into the playoffs, this is still Ilya Samsonov's final game as a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs, unless someone gets hurt. You can't go back to him. You pulled him for the third period. It's over. It's over. I was willing to see how it goes. He was really, really solid in, well, not the whole of Game 2, but the second and third period of Game 2. You need a save. You need a save. You need a save. He's a gem. He's a great guy. I think he'd be a great person to have on Facebook. I really do. Like, I think he's a wonderful human being. You don't know what you're getting. Game in, game out. Period in, period out. Shot in, shot out. You need a save. Teams make mistakes. Teams blow it. Teams do that all the time. You need saves. The Leafs teams that so many of you watching this right now, growing up, had goalies who gave them saves. Go back and watch. I promise you, go back and watch Curtis Joseph with the Toronto Maple Leafs. You'll think that the Leafs were the worst defensive team in the entire world, and they might have been. That dude pulled off miracle after miracle after miracle. Ed Balfour, that guy stole games. Freddie Anderson, great to see him. Just great seeing him doing so well in Carolina. It just tickles me pink. That dude stole games for the Leafs and cost them games. Dude, you know who stole games for the Leafs? Stole games for the Leafs? Ilya Samsonov, last year. He stole games for this team. He stole them. Go watch the highlights for Game 6 against Tampa. That game shouldn't have made it to overtime, let alone the Leafs took a lead into the third period. Tampa scored one. The Leafs got lucky over and over and over again in overtime, and Tavares gets one that goes in off a skate! They won that by the skin of their teeth, but they won it! Gosh darn it, they won! It's not the same goalie. It's just not. You can't re-sign this person. I know that's an off-season discussion. You cannot re-sign this goalie. You have no idea who or what you're getting on a nightly basis. You can't do it. There are so many other goalies. You got to go after one of those guys. And even if they can't give you Sammy's high end, you got to keep them above the low. They have no shot to win these games. No shot to win these games. Steve, when are you going to talk about the now? Even though Sammy's not giving them the best goaltending, the power play is a big part of the discussion, but forget the power play. The power play was horrible in this game, again, cost them the game, again. They don't score ever. Forget the power play. Whoa, now, why are we picking on the power play? They don't score at all! From Jonas Siegel, and I'm going to read this in reverse order. Goals for the Leafs in their last 11 playoff games. 2-2-2-2-2-2-2-1-3. Woo! 2-1. You know what's crazy about that? The Leafs went 7 straight games with only 2 goals in a playoff game. And over their next 4 games, that average dropped! Does toughness appear to be the problem for the Leafs this year? I don't think so. They're playing with snot. Unfortunately, the dude, like, in charge of the snot is giving away pucks for the first goal of the game. Snot helping the team win. They can't score. They can't score. They can't score. Marner and Matthews arguing with each other on the bench. Then they show William Nylander on the bench. I don't know who he was talking to in this clip, but he said, "Stop crying, bro." And then he either said, "This isn't Junior," or "Just shoot it." Marner throwing his gloves and getting roasted on national TV by Kelly Rudy in Canada and on national TV in the United States by Paul Bissonnette. And then he pulls off the most ridiculous carnival act of a goal ever. It's incredible. It's his first to the playoffs, and the Leafs have life. And that lasted for what? Listen, I've spoken to Sheldon Keefe. I've actually spoken to Guy Boucher. I've spoken to a bunch of members of the Leafs coaching staff. I've had nothing but good interactions with them. They're lovely people. But I have a responsibility to everyone watching this right now to not BS them. Fire them. Fire them immediately. Like, you can't go forward with anyone on this staff. Like, I mean, maybe, like, this assistant or that assistant. Head coach? And whoever's running the power play? Absolutely not. Chip it in. No one's attacking. Bruins collect it. Out. Chip it in. No one's attacking. Bruins collect it. Out. Dump it in. Bruins collect it because no one's attacking. Out. The amount of times, you know, dump and chase? They just dump. And weirdly, that's what it looks like. Dump. There's no dump and chase in this lineup, just the old dump and wipe. With regard to the Leafs' effort, here's what I'm getting at from Sheldon after the game. This is just a miserable quote. Sheldon Keefe, on the level of frustration within the Maple Leafs, "I don't sense any frustration. Guys are pushing each other. Guys want to win." Keefe adds, "There was nothing wrong with our effort level tonight." Great! Great! That's great. That means that they're trying really hard and they really want to win and it's all there. If those things are true, then they are a profoundly poorly coached hockey team. Like talking about the Bruins, "Hey, that's a really good team at the other..." Shut up! What? 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 One series win! It's always a good team! It's the playoffs! It's a good team! What do you got? What do you got? If they're winning because they have a good team, and you have a team who's trying, and they care, and they're getting their lunch fed to them anyway, what do you got? What do you have? Other than a deeply, bitterly hateable product? Are you serious? This from Morgan Rielly. Like, no one wants to hear this right now. Morgan Rielly on whether the Leafs' game plan needs to change. No. It's always come down to execution and work ethic. So wait though. It comes down to execution and work ethic. I thought you were trying. I thought you were working. I don't give a crap. No one gives a crap if you're working hard, but every night, every year, every series, you are the second hardest working team. No one cares. I know that you're like, "Oh, I got the passion for this." I know you take the ice wanting to win. And I know that you're grinding. The other team is better. They're better. Every time. They're better. Another banger from Sheldon Keefe. "You can question a lot of things. You can't question the effort." Yes, I super can, because this is a free country. And also, Morgan Rielly just said it comes down to execution and effort. And you lost 3-1 on home ice in a game that put you down 3-1 in the series. And by the way, Austin Matthews didn't play the third period. Don't know what's wrong with them. They got 2 days off between game 4 and game 5. We'll see if he plays. And I'm seeing, "Well, this guy's not at 100%. And well, this guy is not..." Dude! Every year with this! How are you willing to believe that this is just the unluckiest team on the face of the planet and not a team that deeply, bitterly at their core, at the tiniest ring of the tree that gives birth to the branches that house these Leafs that we love so much? How do you not believe at the tiniest ring of that tree that they just can't do it? They just can't hang. So here's the thing. The series isn't over. game five, going back to Boston. Hopefully you win it. Then it's game six. You go back to Toronto. Hopefully you win it. And then it's game seven in Boston. You want a chance to exercise your demons. There you go, right there. I'm not willing to talk about the offseason right now and Sheldon and Brad and Brendan and all of that. I'm not willing to talk about any of that because there is still a series that they can win. The problem that I'm having is envisioning them winning it. How on earth do they win this series with anything that we have seen them do? The defense can't move the puck. They can't get out of their own zone. They can't move the puck. The forwards can't enter. And when they dump it, they don't go after it. They're on a line change or something. The Bruins are better at everything. Dude, we have talked about in the past, the last few years, certain coaches stuffing Sheldon Keefe into a locker. John Cooper did it a few times. Sheldon ended up getting the better of him. Paul Maurice did it in five games. Jim Montgomery, like, this is the worst one. This is the worst one. Dude, 3 minutes to go in a game. You got your fourth line on the ice, and you've evaporated like a quarter of the time remaining in the game. You got your third pair and your fourth line out there. Screw your head on. Pay attention to friggin' hockey. What? What? Pay attention to what's going on out there. Pardon? This is easily the worst one. Cooper, Maurice, Torts, Dominic Ducharme. Dominic Ducharme beat Sheldon Keefe in the Leafs in the playoff series. No one has dominated, gotten Sheldon Keefe in the full mount and started just slapping him around like Jim Montgomery. This is tough to watch. Tough to watch. Now, let me collect my thoughts here for a second because we have a Marley Minute. The Leafs farm team very nearly blew it in the playoffs against the Belleville Senators. They didn't. They won in overtime and they continue their series. Here's Nick Barden to talk about it all with Marley Minute.
It was a do or die game on Friday night inside Coca-Cola Coliseum for the Toronto Marlies, who are down 1-0 in their three-game series to the Belleville Senators in the first round of the Calder Cup playoffs. But in Toronto fashion, they decided to make it interesting. Joseph Blandisi, Kyle Clifford, and Marshall Rafai each had a goal for Toronto, and going into the third period, it was 3-2 in what was a close game for both teams. With less than 2 minutes remaining in the third period, the Marlies were tasked with having to kill another penalty. This time it was Logan Shaw who went to the box for slashing. At that point, the Belleville Senators pulled their goalie and had a 6-on-4, and they were pushing, and they were pushing really hard. The Marlies had a few chances to clear the puck, but there was no better chance than Blandisi, who had the puck and the game on his stick with just over 20 seconds remaining in the period. He was almost all alone entering Belleville's zone, and what did he do? He missed the empty net. And what happened after that? Well, in the leafiest fashion possible, the Belleville Senators came the other way, scored, and tied the game in what could have been the Marlies' final game of the season. One thing that stood out about Blandisi over the course of this season is his ability to be there in big moments for the Marlies. And what happened in that overtime period was just another moment of brilliance featuring Blandisi himself. 50 seconds into overtime, Blandisi blew past one defender, took the puck, put it through another Belleville defender's skate, threw it on net. The rebound from Matt Sogard went right to Dylan Gambrell, who hit it, and it went into the net, with Gambrell not even knowing that it went into the net until Blandisi was coming over and yelling and giving him a hug. It was a moment where the Marlies showed that they could rally around each other, and there'll be another moment for that on Sunday when they take on the Belleville Senators in Belleville for Game 3, which is a do-or-die game for both teams.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. I needed a break very badly. I don't know what to say, like how they win Games 5 and 6 to force a 7. It starts, I guess, with saves from Joseph Woll. The defenders have to move the puck. They have to. Like, how close are we from going, I don't know, try Connor Timmins? Like, dude, I don't even know. I don't even know. Geo? I don't even know. I don't even know. How close are we to that? How close are we to forwards firing shots against Jeremy Swayman that even tickle the guy? How close are we to that? I have a headache. I have no voice. I have 2 full days, Sunday and Monday, before Game 5 in Boston on Tuesday. And they better come up with some answers, or this is the last time you're going to see this team. It's the last time you're going to see this team. Dubas, so very nearly blew it up last year. They ended up canning him and doing virtually nothing other than making the team a little bit tougher. This is it. I know we always say this is it. They're firing the president. There's no justification to bring anything back. Anything. This is it. It's do or die. And for once, I would just love for the Leafs to do. That is it for this one. Thank you very much for watching. Click like if you like this video. Click subscribe if you really liked it. Tell all your friends. Brand new Steve Dangle podcast tomorrow. I'm going to go take something for this headache and regroup.